This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have one more segment with Dr. Aya Duray. It's been very interesting talking to you, Doctor. You mentioned something as we're going to break, and that was how Monsanto was going to essentially a software licensing model where people would have to continually re-up and continue to buy their seeds every year. And we've seen this even from car manufacturers, truck manufacturers. I remember reporting on this about a year or so ago. Under the Digital Millennial Copyright Act, they said, we own the software that runs your car, so you farmers who are used to working on your trucks, you can't do that anymore. We own that. And you can't modify that or even work on it in your own way. Of course, now they're going further down the road. They're coming out with the autonomous self-driving cars, which are not even interested in saying that they're nominally going to sell to you. They're turning everything into a renting model. They want to make renters out of all of us. We've seen this with the International Monetary Fund, and this is what they have been doing for a long time. This is the model that they want. They want everyone to become their serfs, to become their renters, and nowhere is this more clear than in the way Monsanto has used these seeds against farmers in India. Continue on with what you were saying about the software licensing model. That's very important for people to understand.
Ahead, David. It's a sharecropper model, right?
Mm-hmm.
You basically want to make people become essentially slaves, and it's a model that's essentially anti-American because in many ways it's monopolistic at its deep, deep core. That basically forces people where they're essentially selling their land, whether they know it or not, in an indirect but direct way to organizations like Monsanto. And this is, again, I get back to that point when Kissinger said, if you want to control nations, you don't need to control oil, but control the soil. And that is fundamentally what these organizations are doing. And at the heart of it, if you go back to the core of this, you know, you have, you know, so-called intellectual liberal elites like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, who has allowed people like, for example, Michael Taylor, who's a former head of science policy at Monsanto, to be appointed deputy director at the FDA, where they have put in together policies which has allowed the Monsantos of the world to essentially control this entire process. And yet these same people, what the irony of it is, these same people have the gall to promote themselves as liberal intellectuals who care for all of us. And I'm so disgusted by this because for me, having been at MIT in and out of there for 33 years, you know, I'm sort of an insider in some sense. And like Donald Trump says, how he knows how Wall Street operates, I know how academia operates. It's all about control. Many of these academics really do not even care about profit. They care about controlling narratives. So in this model, the narrative to control, as we saw in that MIT article, is that everyone must need GMOs. So they create that narrative, which perpetuates into organizations like Monsanto, essentially feeds their marketing engine.
Yeah, and that's the whole essence, is the fact that they hide this, that it is very dark, very subtle. They hide this information just the way they hide it from the farmers. These farmers didn't know they were going to get hooked into a sharecropper model with Monsanto. They ultimately wind up in massive numbers committing suicide when they find out how bad it's become. And they had the DARK Act, where they said, we're tired of fighting these battles that are developing at the local and state level where people want to know what's in their food. They want to know if it's GMO, and they don't even want that to happen. And they take it to the federal level to say, we're going to shut down all local and state laws. We're going to hide this from people. That's the essence. If we can shine the light on it, that's the key.
Exactly. And what's interesting, what you said with the DARK Act, is some of the so-called liberal elites of the organic movement actually sold out the non-GMO movement. They actually collaborated with the politicians and lobbyists in Washington to make the non-GMO, the GMO labeling so difficult for ordinary people by making it a QR code where you needed a smartphone. Well, not every average American has a smartphone. Mm-hmm. So over and over and over again, you see this hypocrisy of the liberal academics claiming they care for minorities and ordinary people when in fact their entire process is actually subvert the entire process of truth and science, and to essentially promote these very, very false narratives and fake news, be it on email or be it on GMOs, or as we're seeing right now. I know you guys have covered on the Russian hacking.
They thrive on the misinformation. They thrive on hiding it. Thank you so much, Dr. Aya Dure. And sure. I think it is amazing, the irony, as you point out, that the guy who tried to destroy you was exposed by email, which you invented, and we now know that. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer joined by Leanne McAdoo, and we've got more news to cover throughout the rest of today's broadcast. But Alex Jones has responded to the Vice documentary that was just shot on him. Here's his response video.
I refuse most newspaper interviews, most magazine interviews, and most national TV interviews. Because I've done Nightline, I've done CNN, Fox, HBO, Discovery Channel, I've done it all, over and over again. There have been a few Discovery Channel and History Channel shows I've done where I basically host them, and I'm the main narrator throughout the program. And I was able to do those because those did have scripts, And so I could basically pre-approve them. I could pre-approve the questions I was going to be asked, and then I had the authorization to give the answers I wanted and knew that it wouldn't be edited in a major or substantive way. The problem is that most companies refuse to do that deal with me, so I just refuse to be part of their shows. Now, in the case of Vice, there wasn't a script of questions because obviously it's a news program, and I knew that the host was one of the more libertarian individuals on Vice, and he'd done some good work in the past, so I said, listen, I figure it's a hit piece, but you can come on down. And when he got there, he basically admitted to me that he is a libertarian, but he disagrees with some of what I stand for. But that indeed, you know, if this wasn't somewhat of a hit piece, it probably wouldn't get on air. And I said, well, that's what I figured. Whatever, let's just do it. Because I know Gavin McGinnis, one of the founders of Vice. I used to like Vice. I've really seen it go downhill in its production quality like everybody else has since HBO bought it. But that's just the way it is. So I sit there and I waste hours being interviewed and hours being followed around at the office that day. They're up there until like 7:30 at night. And then they air a 5.5-minute piece on Vice News about getting your news from the fringe. Well, something is at the fringe by definition if it's dominating and if it has higher ratings than a lot of mainstream news, which they admit in the piece. It was actually fair in some ways. But then he did this Perry Mason moment thing repeatedly. And I said, oh, I see what you're doing. He wanted to have this gotcha moment where he would say something like, oh, you have this graph here on your board saying Russian state-run media is trusted. And I say, yes. And then it cuts to him going, are you effing kidding me?
Are you f-ing serious?
Like he's Carl the Cuck or something. When what I really said was, yes, it says it's amongst the most trusted of state-run media on this graph, but this is not my graph. All we did was invert the mainstream media graph that they'd created to point out to the public that all they did was basically stack some names on one side and other names on the other, and it was all just according to who was pro-establishment, who was anti-establishment, and the whole thing was deceptive. And so I went on to explain that the graph on the wall was one that we'd drawn on the wall before we actually created one with Photoshop to bring out this point. And anybody listening remembers whenever I, you know, actually did break that graph down and explain that it wasn't totally accurate because all we'd done was flip what they'd done. But see, that wasn't in there. It just cut to me going, yes, Russia is the most trusted media. Psh. And he goes, are you effing kidding me? So he then goes on to say, Alex, you know, doesn't just have a reality problem here. He's got it in other places. So at key parts, they had to twist or manufacture what I said to misrepresent it to the public. And this is the essence of what these people do over and over and over again. And so now it might be a year or two again until I'll let MSM into the building and then go through the same thing over and over again. Because all they do is they come to act like they've interviewed you, whether it's a newspaper or magazine or TV, to then distort things and then to pretend that they're journalists. So that's what they did here, and it's ridiculous. Also, they show one of our YouTube channels and then admit we're bigger than NBC and a bunch of other major channels. That's one of our YouTube channels. I showed him the others. I showed him billions more views showing we're number one. He didn't put that in there. So they also played down how big we are, still admitting we're bigger than almost everybody else. So, again, it isn't about who's big. Just to be big. If we were, you know, stupid Disney stuff, it wouldn't matter. We're hardcore. We're telling the truth. We're a shoestring budget out of Austin, Texas, and we're defeating Goliath. That's the big news. We don't need you. I don't need Fox News. I don't need CNN. I don't need Vice. I don't need any of you. And I'm sick of you. And by the way, none of us need you. And the answer is just tune out of all of it, folks. Or watch it for entertainment and laugh at it and critique it. And keep me honest as well. But the point is, these people are a joke, and it's why they want to censor us and label us as fake, hoping everybody comes back to them. You guys collapse because people know you're fake. And this piece wasn't, on a scale of 1 to 10, the most fake. Let's say, you know, 1 being the most truthful, a 10 being completely lies. Well, like, say, CNN. I mean, I'd say it was about a 5. Because a lot of it was true, but a lot of it was bull, which is rare. I mean, I'll be honest. I did the interview because this guy's done some pretty good pieces in the past. It's pretty funny. So, but he pulled the Perry Mason moments. He pulled those big time. Here's a few of the clips.
Alex Jones is probably America's best known and most influential conspiracy theorist. Jones's radio program and online television network reaches millions with frothing rants claiming the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax and that 9/11 was an inside job. On a conference room whiteboard, his staff had mapped out media organizations they believe are enemies of freedom.
I noticed that you're most free and independent is, oddly enough, you.
Yes.
How do you know how we got here?
I was just saying, News Tube Eyes, before it was owned by the big wigs, would be kind of more over here, but now it's kind of the middle.
So I just want to be clear. The Vice is here on the Tyranny and Freedom Index, but these two who are owned by the Kremlin are more free than the media organization you're talking about.
Well, no, they're up at the top and state run.
But they're also closer to the freedom.
Yeah, I mean, I found their stuff to be more based in reality.
Are you f***ing serious?
Donald Trump knew who I was, knew what I was doing. Talked to him, sent him in there. The whole point is, it's not about me. I'm just pointing out the movement that was already there that he basically surfed in on.
But you're the loudest person talking about it. You're the most successful person talking about
it. Bigger waves are coming. We don't rise and fall with Trump. Now you're going to see the next wave. Good luck with that.
What is that guy's name from Vice that shot that? What is his name?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know his name. But honestly, that is what Carl the Cuck is going to look like in 40 years or whatever it is. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding?
I'm not even dissing the guy. Whatever. Like, he's fine, anything. But that's what Carl the Cuck is going to look like. So there's Alex Jones' response to the Vice documentary. I'm sure you can go check that out for yourself. We've got some other news to cover here. Now, this is something that Turkey has actually done before, Leanne, but they continue to harp this. Turkey, a NATO ally, continues to accuse the U.S. of supporting ISIS. And, of course, this is Erdogan has repeatedly accused its NATO ally, the United States, of supporting the Islamic State. We've documented this. We know just how they did it. They call them moderate rebels. It's really ISIS. They say they want to take down the dictator Assad, so they arm the moderate rebels, but it's really ISIS here, there. Now, you look at some of the stuff they're saying. The Turkish president said, it's very clear. We have confirmed evidence with pictures, photos, and videos. Well, yeah, I've seen them too, actually.
Yeah,
ISIS is bragging about
this.
And then you've got the State Department spokesman Mark Toner responded. He says they're ludicrous, of course. But you'll notice he goes on in the statement, and instead of saying they're supporting ISIS, he says Daesh.
Mm-hmm.
So they're continuing this wordplay, ISIS, ISIL. They use Taliban again today, I think, when they're referring to Iraq. So there's all these different things. He uses Daesh here. But, Leanne, this is more, and I'm not even saying I support the president of Turkey, but at least he's raising the issue here of what's happening with ISIS and how they're getting these weapons and all the support in Syria.
Right. Well, I mean, they're arming and funding terrorists on a different group. So it's just a huge mess what's going on there. All of these dictatorships, including our own with President Obama, they're all coming to the forefront now and fighting with each other and stabbing each other in the back, basically, pointing fingers, but they're all guilty of the same thing.
And they really try to politicize these civil wars, these religious wars that have been going on. They start proxy wars in those regions with people like Osama bin Laden. But now, because these areas are so war-torn, we're obviously seeing the increase in refugees coming to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has been politicized as well, especially in the presidential election here that saw Trump win. But in a new exclusive video, this is on the Daily Caller, immigration official okays Syrian immigrants with fake passports. An undercover video exclusively obtained by the Daily Caller Tuesday claims to show an immigration official in New York giving advice on how illegal Syrian immigrants can receive asylum with fake passports.
Wow.
The place that this video is from is the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. The person who was saying this can be heard saying, chances are, considering the situation in Syria, they're not going to be sent back. That's in response to the question, I've got this family here. They're worried about their fake passports, them getting taken back. The guy says, oh, well, chances are, considering what's going on in Syria, they're not going to be sent back. Leanne?
What could possibly go wrong? I mean, where have we heard before with terrorists using fake passports to cross over into Germany and undetected. Meanwhile, they had committed crimes in Italy, and then went on to go commit terror attacks. What could possibly go wrong with allowing people in and then coaching them on how to use their fake passport?
Well, it's ridiculous, too, because we raise awareness to the lack of vetting or how you can't vet these people. But it's even worse. The vetting, they don't even care about it. Oh, yeah, we vetted you. That's fake. Go ahead. So if you're not going to even follow through with the proper vetting, what's the point? We'll have more on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo on the other side.
Oh, my goodness.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer, Leanne McAdoo with you. And right now at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, we have some great specials going to help you get your New Year's resolution off to the right start, help you make your body great again. That's what we're calling the initiative, Make Bodies Great Again. You go to InfoWarsStore.com, all kinds of specials going on there. We've got all kinds of products. You can see the Bio True Selenium. David was talking about how this is the true selenium, the pure selenium from the pure mustard seed. That's one that I take every morning, one of the many InfoWars products I take every morning, part of my Making My Body Great Again initiative. But there's other products. The Nascent Iodine is my favorite product probably of all of them. Roger Stone was on earlier talking about how if he didn't have the brain force, he's not sure if he would have the energy and the focus dealing with some of his illness to complete that book. So make sure you go there and check out all the products. You're going to find one that you absolutely fall in love with. I promise you that. The Deep Cleanse, that's also one that I'm taking as to start my new year off to help me cleanse. There's all types of great products for anything you want to do. You want to cleanse, you want to get stronger, you want more energy, B12, you want to fall asleep better, knock out. I mean, seriously, there's everything on there. Go to InfoWars Life. Make sure to take advantage of these specials before we sell out.
Well, and the body armor. Don't forget about that.
The new body armor.
We got a video coming up.
Yeah, actually, Alex does have a video that we're gonna play here in the next segment talking about the body armor. Some people don't like that we sell body armor. You know what? You know what's going to happen? We're just going to sell more of it.
Exactly. They're going to go, wait a minute, what is this? I can get body armor there? Nice. And all 7 different colors? Fantastic.
It's the best body armor, too, at the best price. So that's another special that we have going. So this is something that we found today, or that you came across today. You wanted to talk about this. Apparently, we found where Pepe came from, folks.
Yes, well, this is the evidence of the Russians influencing our election, because we know that this Pepe meme really spread like wildfire. Well, now the Russian embassy tweeted out a Pepe meme. It was that Pepe the Frog, and this was the tweet said, "In today's papers, pundits call on Theresa May to disrupt possible Russia-U.S. thaw. No trust in Britain's best friend and ally?" So, of course, they immediately got some backlash from the SJWs here. "Hey, are you aware of that image's popularity among white nationalists?" So, anyway, is Pepe the Frog, was this part of the Russian interference in the election to spread the Pepe?
Well, here's what's funny about it, is that now you have the Russian embassy trolling social justice warriors. This is the level that it's come to in the year 2017.
They did the lame duck to troll Obama the other day. Memes are very powerful.
Meme wars.
They're very
powerful.
That's
what they're calling this. You know, I actually tweeted out a meme earlier. It's of Martin Luther King with a Make America Great Again hat on.
Be sure and share that.
Make sure you share that. I'd love to see that go as
viral as
viral
Pepe.
As the Russian Pepe, apparently.
We tweeted
a Russian
it.
Agent.
The Reverend.
The
former,
Reverend.
Former
Let me tell you something. If Al Sharpton is a Reverend, I'm an astronaut. All right? I'll see you on Mars, Al.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. I'm going to have a huge march in protest of Donald Trump.
Hey, yeah, there it is. There's the Martin Luther King. Because here's the deal. The Reverend, the Rev, is going to have a protest on Martin Luther King Day protesting Donald Trump and Senator Sessions. So, But apparently that's failing, and I've got a story on that we're going to get to later.
Yes.
But you know what the truth is, though? The truth is that social justice warriors and some radical liberals were actually more offended by Pepe the Frog, a cartoon frog, than they were by the actual kidnapping and hate crimes that we saw in Chicago.
Right.
So how do you like that?
Well, this is more, that's just, I know we're going to do a segment for the nightly news tonight on you might be.
Are we going to do that on the nightly news?
Logic. Maybe even we could do it later.
Maybe
in
a little special. So
hour.
I came up with
a little
this
safety
thing.
Taste, but
it's like it's something. Wait, I guess it was Jeff Foxworthy that did yes. You might be a redneck if.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do our own version. You might be a liberal if. I've got like 15 of these.
If Pepe the Frog, this cartoon.
I wasn't on there, but then
if you're more offended by this than you are about the kidnapping and torture of a mentally challenged person and hate crime.
The trolling is, I mean, but it's like, what are you supposed to do? I can't engage in a civil or educated argument with these people, so I just have to troll them. I have to meme war them. There's no intellect. There's not a battlefield of intellect there. Speaking of battlefields, soon coming to a battlefield Military micro drones. The Pentagon has successfully tested micro drone swarm. The Pentagon may soon be unleashing a 21st century version of Locust on its adversaries after they successfully tested a swarm of 103 micro drones.
Fantastic.
You can go check out the video of this. It's pretty wild stuff. But this is apparently the latest in military technology. This is the Alex Jones Fourth Hour. Come back on the other side. We'll hear again from Alex Jones and what he thinks about our new body armor.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong. We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I get Google alerts with my name or Infowars.com in the headline or body of the story. Sometimes thousands of links get sent to me. Usually it's 50, 60, 100 or so. But almost every day, there's a couple from Media Matters that's listed by Google as a news platform, but InfoWars is not. Isn't that cute? But again, they're the bosses. They define things. just like they defined it as profiteering off of the Florida shooting last week by another jihadi, that we happen to be selling body armor, nanotech, beyond space age, lightweight body armor at InfoWarsStore.com. They put two and two together. It's incredible. It's so miraculous. And they figured out that we were connecting it to the shooting and saying you needed it. Kind of like, let's say if I went to Colorado in December and I wanted to go skiing, and the weather report said it was real cold, so I might want to get some thermal underwear and a thick coat. Yes, that's right. We're selling body armor because of shootings and mass shootings and other events like that and societal breakdown. Yes, you caught us. Now, is it called profiteering? I don't know. We also sell toothpaste so that your teeth are healthy at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, your teeth will rot out if you don't brush them several times a day and if you don't get them cleaned several times a year. Yes, that's not called profiting, and exploiting people's teeth falling out. That's making money selling somebody something they need. Think about how crazy this is, but I don't know what you call it, because I see it all the time where they try to define reality over and over again, where they'll take the most simple, common sense thing and then turn it into something dirty and something bad. Like, look, he's profiting off the Fort Lauderdale shooting because his guest host, David Knight and Owen Schroyer, they pointed out, see, for events like this when you're traveling or whatever, you're able to put... this insert into a backpack, or you're able to wear this lightweight body armor, and it weighs, five times less than the conventional. Oh, what a great innovation. They make jokes about how we call it space age and now only available to the public for the first time, and how state police and the military are using it. Again, it's all true. You see, when we sell products, whether it's non-GMO heirloom seeds or supplements or body armor or lowers, for guns, we're bad. And it doesn't matter if it's illogical. It's all about they control reality. Just like when they say, don't say you have a mother and father. Say you're, not a boy or girl. You're a purple penguin. Or don't use the word black. Use the word African American or whatever new word we come up with. Don't say Christmas, say holiday. And now they say, don't say holiday. It's all about them controlling reality. So you read the article and it reads like satire. But they're deadly serious. Also, the type of people that are authoritarian leftists have grown up multi-generations in cities. Most of them don't even know how to basically screw a water hose in, and water their own yard because they don't have yards. And they see everyone else who has abilities and everyone else who's somewhat self-sufficient and everybody else who's masculine as a threat. That's why colleges all over the country are saying, don't be masculine. Masculine is a microaggression. Men with muscles, men who are strong, men who are confident, it's evil. Only women can do that. And women are allied with the state because the great lawgivers, the Moseses of our world in media matters, like David Brock, because he has that big hair, he's got George Soros money, and he said so. Oh, and of course, media matters also caught me. It's always like they catch me on TV. I do that secretly. I am on TV secretly. When I went on national Russian television, of course, we've been airing this ourselves, and talked to some of the folks that are top Putin advisors, at least two of them, and I did brag that, hey, we're reaching out and promoting freedom with Russia and promoting free market capitalism and promoting pro-family values and, promoting linking up to defeat radical Islam. Oh, but the military-industrial complex doesn't like that. Our military is all for that. But the actual folks selling us, these fighter bombers that have taken 20 years to develop and cost $1.5 billion a piece, and it's up to $1 trillion+ for the program, they're not the traitors. No, no, no. It's us that don't want weapon systems that are total ripoffs. We're the bad people. Why Trump's a Russian agent. Well, if I'm an agent of the Russians and if Trump's a Russian agent, then I'm an Easter Bunny. But I'll say this. Russia wants to make us great again. Russia wants to have trade deals with us. Russia wants us to explore oil and gas in their country. Russia wants family values. Russia wants private property. Boy, this sounds like a real enemy to me. Meanwhile, the communist Chinese are in our business, buying up Hollywood, telling us what to do, controlling what movies come out, and even they got caught censoring Michael Savage's book. And I've personally dealt with the garbage out of the communist Chinese, but they're not a problem, having both ends of the Panama Canal and exporting their male population all over the world and 98% of rare earth minerals and involved in everything and buying up tens of thousands of U.S. companies. They're not an issue. No, 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 no. It's all the evil Donald Trump that Chrysler just announced is moving factories back here. Oh my God, these Russian agents, they're so horrible. He just announced the biggest blue water navy in our history. And new attack submarines and nuke cruisers and aircraft carriers and because he's a Russian agent. That's what the Russians do. They build up the military. He's buying what the generals and admirals say we need, not what the ripoff globalists have been selling us as part of the overall plan to sabotage this nation. China's developing real weapons at work. We're developing crap. We've been sabotaged. The globalists are the enemy. They're the ones that have hijacked the country. And America and the world is waking up big time to this. And we're sick of the traitors sapping this country dry. The globalists telling us we're the traitors. We know who the traitors are, scumbags. And yes, folks are buying the body armor. It's a bestseller now. I want to thank you all for your support. But the introductory price, it's amazing. Check out the nanotube, Beyond Space Age, available in every configuration that they have, made right here in America, invented at the University of Texas at InfoWarsStore.com, and stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Bozo the clown over there at Media Matters, you can go straight to you-know-where. Good luck, by the way, shutting the media off. Good luck with that, little Soros minion. You're only going to make us explode that much faster. But I understand you have a fop haircut and a pseudo-intellectual little bug eyes and little Pomeranian hair you comb up to look real smart, like some type of bird of paradise. So I better roll over into the ditch and give up, because I have hundreds of times the audience you do scum.
Yeah, Alex, tell us how you really feel about David Brock, huh? How about that, Leanne? Welcome back
to the hair is infuriating.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo, and the body armor is selling because it's some of the best price and best body armor available. And I'm just going to go ahead and repeat what Alex said. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, David Brock, and the rest of the mainstream media that doesn't like the fact that we fund ourselves. Sorry we don't have to take money from Big Pharma like you do, but we'll be just fine selling that body armor. Now, this is something I was thinking about. This is kind of off the cuff, Leanne, but I just wanted to get this off my chest, and maybe you can respond to this. This is actually something that woke me up after the Boston Marathon bombing. It was part of my becoming woke process to trigger the lefties.
You're not allowed to say that tonight.
I'm woke. But you remember the Boston Marathon bombing, there was a huge manhunt afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
They shut down the city, they shut down the streets, and there was this all-out, full-on manhunt for the two alleged bombers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been no manhunt for Seth Rich. There's been no manhunt, no city shut down, no block shut down, no serious search in Chicago for the record number of homicides. And I remember what woke me up to this was, actually, not even a week, I think it was after the Boston Marathon bombing, there was a gunman who went into a parade in New Orleans, shot about 8 people, they caught the whole thing on video, and he got away. And there was no manhunt. And I was sitting here thinking, because the whole Boston Marathon thing to me is still a head-scratcher, everything that went on there. And I'm just sitting here, I'm thinking, why is there no manhunt? Why is there a manhunt for this event, but none of the other murders that go on every day? I mean, so it was this weird kind of concocted, it didn't seem to make much sense to me. But then you say, well, then wait a second. Oh, I guess these are radical Islamic terrorists that want to blow everybody up. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. Are these radical Islamic terrorists that are trying to blow everybody up? Or are these just homicidal maniacs, just like the other hundreds of homicidal maniacs that we never shut down the streets for, that we never have a manhunt for? So I don't know. That was just something I needed to get off my chest, Leanne. I don't know if you want to take it or leave it, but still no manhunt for the Seth Rich killer that we know nothing about, and there's no city shutdown in Chicago for the mass number of homicides we saw in 2016.
Right. Well, unfortunately, they'd be shutting down the streets all the time in Chicago if they actually gave a damn about the fact that at least 10 people are shot every single weekend. So
more gun control.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think.
That'll do it. That'll do that trick.
Let's have a sit-in in the Chicago local government, the local city sit-in for gun control. That'll
yes,
take care of it.
Yes, a pajama jammy jam. Well, speaking of the fox guarding the hen house, so here's a story that just really infuriated me. Maybe you have heard about a story last week, kind of broke. There was a woman charged with killing her adoptive daughter last year. She and her boyfriend acted out this rape and murder fantasy on their 14-year-old adopted daughter, okay? Well, turns out that this woman who was charged in the killing and dismemberment of her daughter worked for child services, and she had about 6 foster kids. So she was an adoption supervisor there in Pennsylvania. She was in charge of deciding if you were fit enough to adopt children. And then her employment status is listed as suspended. Okay, now why did she get suspended? It doesn't really say, but she left the job nearly a year before her husband at the time was charged by police in the first of 2 child sex abuse cases. So here she was married to another man who is abusing victims under the age of 13 in one instance, another statutory sexual assault under age 16 of another minor. So that then they divorce or whatever happens with them. And then she moves on to this new guy, this new boyfriend who they're basically grooming because they had plotted for nearly a year before this girl was killed in July about this rape and murder and just terrible. But this is where we're seeing, you know, there's a kind of a flashback. There was a story out of California. 1,000 California foster care homes match sex offender addresses. 1,000 foster homes. So people who are foster parents, 1,000 of them, 600 of those highlighted offenders were considered high risk. How is this happening? How is this happening where you have someone who is in charge of working as the adoption supervisor, she's working for child services, has all these foster children, and these are the stories that you hear, that these kids that go into these foster homes, the state takes away your kids and then sets them up to be victims of child sex trafficking. A lot of times when they go into these foster homes and then they run away and then they're picked up and they get into sex trafficking because they don't have anyone that's looking out for them. They don't have an adult or parental unit looking out for them. I mean, this is just sick. How in the heck in California alone, and I'm sure there are other states where this is happening as well, these are people on a sex offender registry and they're foster parents.
Well,
it's just crazy to me.
There is, you know, a bit of a history with this. There's a bit of a psychology with this as well. That's why, I guess, you know, movies like Annie or Matilda exist, where, you know, they go to these foster homes and they're just abused. They're treated like garbage. I mean, these stories have been in movies. They've been coming up again and again. And I guess that's just some of the psychology that comes along with the people who want that type of control over children. I'm not saying that this is the case all the time, obviously.
Well, that's the thing is, like, they'll snatch your kid away if you don't want to give them vaccines, or if you don't want to give...
the problem.
If you don't want your child, if you want to try to some alternative treatments for your child rather than a lobotomy or giving them a chemotherapy, you want
to
try...
Nice loving lobotomy?
They'll take your kids away and put them in some foster homes where there have been plenty of stories, and that's actually what prompted this investigation in California. The kid died while he was there in these facilities, in this protective care with his caring, loving foster parents. He was died. And there's so many stories like this where these kids get taken from these allegedly bad homes where the parent just doesn't want to, you know, give their kids vaccine, you know, or something like that. And then they put them somewhere where they're raped, they're killed. It's crazy to me.
This is actually
infuriating.
I tweeted this out. It was one of my more popular tweets. Liberals are all about choice until you're born, right?
Right.
You can choose to abort your baby. That's your choice. But then as soon as you're born, well, you don't have a choice anymore. You got to get the vaccine. You got to go to the school. You got to be indoctrinated into everything that we've laid out for, because we've chosen what's best. But before you're born, see, now we, well, you've got the choice now.
Right, yeah, you don't have the say, and if you want to give your kid chemotherapy, we're going to take your kid away from you. You're not fit to be a parent.
You can abort that kid, but as soon as it's born, that kid is ours.
Yeah.
Don't you be confused, you conservative nut.
No.
That's my child once it's born. It's your choice before it's born. It's my choice after it's born.
I know there's so many parents out there that are really dealing with the state and child services and fighting with them. So I just wish there was something more people could do when you hear terrible stories like this. This wicked, evil, disgusting human being was in charge of telling other families if they were fit enough to have
kids. And she most likely, you know, tried to get that job because this was her psychology.
Absolutely.
And she knew she could be in that position.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is that's why you have to watch. That's why human trafficking, things like that, are able to be so rampant because it's people in the positions allowing it to happen. You have your people at the border, your police, your high up politicians. They're involved in this kind of stuff, which is why it is allowed to be so rampant. And it's terrible, but it's true.
That's the only way you could imagine that stuff like this gets away with. I mean, where do all the kids go? I mean, somebody in power has to be controlling this stuff. And it's worth saying, tomorrow is actually National Human Trafficking Awareness Day.
Mm.
So I know that Maggie Howell is hosting the Nightly News tomorrow night. She's going to be filing some special reports on that, going to have a guest to talk about that. But, you know, it all kind of goes along the same path for me. It's sticking up for the innocent. It's sticking up for the children who can't stick up for themselves. And it's making sure that parents, and really it goes beyond parents, because they're trying to take the control out of the parents' hands.
Right.
That's what they're trying to do. And I think more people would be willing to fight this if they knew what type of evil was waiting on the other side, like this psychopath.
Right. There needs to be more power for the parents so that they can fight back and people can understand that just because the state says you're an unfit parent.
And it's all about awareness. Read the insert in the vaccine. Look at the history of some of these CPS services. Oh, fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back. Final segment, other side.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Final segment, Owen Schroyer, Lee Ann McAdoo. And if you like what we do here at InfoWars.com, please support us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Check out all of our great products. I'm a user of most of these products. Most InfoWarriors have tried these products out by now. They know how great they are. And you know, it's funny. I was actually thinking about this. I was like, what product do I want to talk about of all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com that I take? Do I want to talk about during this? But then I remembered something that I saw, and you've probably seen this too. Now, Dr. Ed Group, who's the formulator of a lot of these products, talks about one of our products, DNA Force, which is one of the most probably elite, amazing products that we offer. I mean, literally, you know, it could extend your life. And now you can watch on TV people have essentially now stolen the DNA Force thing. Of course, you're not stealing it. It's health. But now you can see it on TV, people talking about the telomeres. This is something that Dr. Group brought up on InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show a long time ago. Now it's hit the mainstream. Folks, this is the case. InfoWars store products are literally groundbreaking, okay? All of these products you're going to see in a year, 2 years, 3 years on the TV, groundbreaking, the best ever. Well, you're going to have it first at InfoWarsStore.com. Just, you'll see it. I guarantee you, you'll see the telomeres will extend your life. And then it's some product. We've got the product. It's called DNA Force. It's at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's the best product you can find when you want to protect those telomeres at the end of the strands of your DNA. So get the groundbreaking products, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've also got products that can help you focus. And one of the stories that I saw today, this is out of the Telegraph, half of young people have so many emotional problems they cannot focus at school. Now, Leanne, I was thinking about this, okay? And when social media didn't really hit until I was in high school. That's when kind of it really became big. I was never really into it. As a kid, I was playing baseball. I was playing basketball. I was running around the neighborhood on my bike. That was my social media. But, you know, I didn't really get exposed to it. But it's funny, even when it came up in high school, I could tell it was a joke. I never really got into it. And I remember my first Facebook profile to mock everybody who was into Facebook was actually a picture of a guy with his head up his butt. Because I viewed that as the person on Facebook.
Head of
you
your
basically
eye.
Have your head up your butt. But what did you think when you saw this? I mean, we've seen the studies before that social media can lead to depression, but now students can't focus. They have emotional problems.
Well, also, too, you know, to give these kids some credit here, they're very worried about the future. They don't know, you know, are they going to get a job when they get out? They have no hope. Obama promised everyone hope and change, but they have no hope. They don't know if they're going to be able to get it. They're facing like the worst prospects in decades. So these kids are, you know, they're worried about their future. Are they going to have to live with their parents forever? And of course, you know, what's going on in the political atmosphere, which is being overly hyped. What's so frustrating about it is that they're purposefully doing that for kids. Oh, blame Donald Trump. Blame the white people. Blame your situation. Blame everyone except for who's actually responsible for the fact that you are facing the worst job prospects in history. And that's the whole divide and conquer thing. Let's get really enraged and go march on Washington about Donald Trump, who hasn't even done anything yet. He's not the reason why you're facing the worst job. In fact, he's a job creator. Maybe you should go try and get a job at Trump Tower.
Well, we've seen that in spades, and it continues to happen. But it's funny because even in our aspect of life in media or just when you're interacting with your friends and family, you can see people who are going more towards reality and then going farther out into la-la land.
Mm-hmm.
I actually worked with kids before I started here at InfoWars, and I can tell you, I've noticed the same thing with kids. Either they're, like, really focused, like, sharp as a tack, like, oh, my gosh, that kid is amazing, or it's like, oh, boy, that kid really needs some help.
People trusted you around their kids?
I'm great with kids, actually. I love the kids. The kids are the future of this country. The kids are the future of this planet. We need to bring them up right. Thanks to everybody who tuned in to the Alex Jones Show today. Thank you, Leanne. Thank you, David Knight. This is Owen Schroyer signing off. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.